ओम ज्ञानतिमिदं तस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. I'm just going to start speaking because our time is a little limited. I've been reading from the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Sharanagati, prayers of surrender by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So this is another prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He sings, Prabhu hai tua pade aimi nati mor. My dear Lord, I am making this submission of the lotus feet. Tua pade pallava tyajito mora mona visham visaye bhava kor. He says that because my mind is dead, therefore, I gave up your lotus feet. Padda Pallava means, Krishna's lotus feet are soft as newly budded flowers. In Visham Vishaye Padavo. And therefore, I have experienced this severe pains of material, simply filled up with sense gratification. So, Manaman, he compares his mind to mind is dead like a desert. And I was saying yesterday, like a zombie. The living dead. Person without Krishna consciousness is just like a dead person. Moving throughout the world, talking so many things, doing so many things, but without connection to Krishna, they have no real life. All meaningless. That is described by Prahlad Maharaj. Nate vidu swargatatindi vishnu durashayaye bahiratmanas. People, they don't know that the real goal in life is to understand Lord Vishnu, Krishna. Then he uses this word, durasha. This is a very important word. Asha means hope or desire. So everyone has some desire. The Buddhists, they want to stop all desires, but that is not possible. So real desire means to desire Krishna. How I can serve Krishna. That is purifying desire. But in this material world, we desire that I will be the enjoyer. Ishvaraham aham bhogi siddho aham balavan sukhi. I am God. Everyone is thinking, I am God. I am the enjoyer. The dog in the street is thinking of me. Of course, here in Russia, you don't have, I think, like a street dog so much. But in India, you have street dogs. Dirty, skinny, miserable. And he's thinking, I may be a street dog, but I'm God. Everyone is thinking that everything in the world is meant for my enjoyment. I am perfect, powerful, and happy. Everyone is going on with this illusion of being happy. But they're not happy at all. No one is happy in this material. Just they're in some illusion of happiness. Just like the hog eating stool, he's also thinking I'm happy. Actually, he's not a hog, he's Jivatma. He's meant to be dancing with Krishna. But he's given that up and now he thinks, if I can eat more stool, I'll be happy. So a very horrible position, this Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing. Uthayate takat punanahi malao anudyani karaho hukash. He says, to get lifted up from this situation is very difficult. And if I don't do this now, if I don't get out of this maya now, then simply I will have to lament day after day. So therefore I'm coming to you, Krishna. Your name is Dina Jananath. You are the master of the former. In these songs, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is addressing Krishna with names like this. Patita Bandhu, friend of the former. This is the mood of surrender. To think oneself very lowly and fallen and therefore call out to Krishna and help us. This section of songs is called Dainya, which means humility. Dainya means to think of oneself as Dina, means to think of oneself as very fallen. This is the proper mode for surrender. If one is thinking, I'm a great devotee, then he can never know Krishna. The one who is proud, even if he follows all the rules and regulations very nicely, he cannot think Krishna. Brahma Vaivarta Purana says that the one who is proud, it is as difficult to understand God as to cross over big, big mountains. Big, big mountains in between him and God. So this Dainya, this Bhaktivinoda Thakur is teaching, humility. Mm-hmm. To think of oneself as very lowly and fallen, and in this mood of helplessness to approach Krishna. Dina Jananath, to whom kahayasi, tumari charana nama ash. He says that, my dear Lord, you are the master of the most fallen. So now I'm telling you, I'm announcing to you, that your lotus feet are my only desire. I'm telling you that my only desire is to attain your lotus feet. Achin dinajan kahi nahi milai, to whom ore karaha prasad. He says that, as fallen as me, you won't find anyone else, so please, just give me your mercy. This Narottam Das Thakur also sings in the same way. Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avata Moshama Patita Prabhu Na Paideya. He says that, my dear Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I've heard that you have descended into this world to save the most fallen. So, I'm the most fallen, so you should come and pick me up first.
Yeah.
You won't find anyone more fallen than me. Actually, more exalted than Narottam Das or Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we won't find anyone. But it's the nature of great exalted souls that they think themselves the most fallen. And it is the nature of neophyte devotees that they think themselves the most advanced. Tua jama shange, tua kata rangay, charahon shokalok ramara. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is asking for Krishna's mercy. So what does that mercy mean? Mercy means the opportunity to perform devotional service. Tua jama shange. He says, I want to associate with your devotees. Tua kata rangay, and with them very joyfully discuss topics about your Krishna kata. And in this way, by associating with devotees and talking about Krishna, to give up all illusion, all madness of this material world. This is what association with devotees means. Association with devotees doesn't only mean just to live with them. It means to be Krishna conscious with them. Discuss topics of Krishna. Discuss what is the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. And this is real association. To help each other become advanced by speaking about Krishna. Because we all have the tendency to speak. Mayavadis, sometimes they follow Mounavrata, means they become silent, which is good for them, because if they talk, they'll talk all nonsense. How we should all become one with God. So for them, it's good they should become silent. But a devotee, he likes to talk, but not nonsense, talking about Krishna. And that we can go on and on, talking more and more. That is purifying. So we should cultivate this habit, discuss about Krishna. Oh, I read in Krishna, then we can discuss something. In this way we become free from illusion. Otherwise, if we don't talk about Krishna, we'll talk about Boris Yeltsin or some other person of this material world. Or we'll talk about the girl next door. Something which will not purify us. Something that will keep us in Maya. So let us talk. But talk about Krishna. Jodi ama pratishneho kake shavaka tabe Krishna veti rikta nagaivaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the devotees, they were expressing their affection for him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if you really love me, then you please do one thing. Don't talk about anything except Krishna. So, tuva dhamma madhye, tuva nama gayato, gaurum dina nishiyash. Again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is expressing his duty. So we may think, why is he saying, I want this, I want that? You're supposed to give up desires. No, desires are good if you have the right desires. And so his desire is that, I will live in your holy dham and chant your holy names, day and night. And, tuva pada chaya, parama shushita, mage pakati vinavadi das. He says the shade of your lotus feet is very cooling and nice. And therefore this servant, Bhaktivinoda, he is desiring those shelter of those lotus feet. In India, something which is very cool is considered very nice. Maybe in Russia they want something warm. But there, because it's very hot. They like it cool, just like it said. Just like Narottam Das, he sings, Nitai Pada Kamala, Koti Chandra Shushita. Same word. Shushita. Very, Shital means cool, and Shushita means very cool. So just like the sunshine is hot, the moonshine is cool. In the hot season in India, just like right now, very hot. So in the villages, it's scorching, especially in the villages, they don't have electricity. Very uncomfortable in the day. But at night, the moon comes and people relax and the moon shines. Sleep outside under the coconut trees. Get a little relief from the summer heat. So the moon is very welcome.
That's the moon.
So the same way, Krishna's lotus feet, they're compared to the moon, very cooling and pleasant. Because in this material world, we are always burning. We are burning in the fire of lust, greed, anxiety. Everyone is suffering. But when we come to Krishna's lotus feet, that is our shelter. So another song. Bhaktivinoda Thakur again begins, Prabhu He. Calling out to Krishna. Prabhu means master. This is the proper way to approach Krishna. Recognize that he is our master. We are all servants of Krishna. This mood in devotional service, most important thing to understand, we are all these servants of Krishna. So you may think, well, that's obvious, we heard that 10 million times. But because we are still thinking, I'm not the servant of Krishna, is why we have so many problems. So many times devotees come and they say, well, how can I control my mind? We're not controlling our mind because we're still not accepting that we are the servants of Krishna. We're still trying to be the master. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in another song, which will come up later, he gives the solution, how we can get free from all problems. Now, we should all become very enthusiastic to hear. What is the solution to all problems? Everyone has problems. If you tell me you don't have any problems, then that in itself is a problem. Because it means you're in Maya and you don't even recognize you have all the problems. So here's Bhaktivinoda Thakur's secret. I'm giving you now a secret instruction, very important instruction. Whisper it very gently. No, we can shout it loudly. Let everybody know. Jeev Krishna Das Avishas Karleta Ar Dukha Nai. This is it. That's all. What is it? Jeev. You are Jeev. You are not this body. You are spirit soul. So what are you? What is your position? Krishna Das. You are the servant of Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of God. Jeev Krishna Das Avishas. Just believe it. Just stop talking all nonsense, thinking all nonsense, doing all nonsense, and surrender to Krishna. Then karaleta arudukana. If you just do this, then all your problems are finished. Mm-hmm. Then what to do? Radha Krishna Bolo Lolo Reshava. Just chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So Prabhu, hey, Krishna is God. I am not God, you are not God, Krishna is God. Say it again and again. Once at a Pandal program in Madras, Prabhupada, so many people there, mostly in Madras, the people are very much influenced, South India, that area, they're very much influenced by Mayavada. So there were a few thousand people there. And Prabhupada said, everybody please say after me the following words. So the devotees thought Prabhupada was going to say Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Prabhupada did it. Said, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because they all, Madras is the capital of demigod worship. So many different demigods. And newly invented demigods also. They already had 330 million, but they weren't content, they needed a few more. And never satisfied. But instead of going to this demigod, that demigod, just come to Krishna. Because he is Prabhu, he is the Supreme Personality of God. Imana Dharmati Shamsara Vitare Korea Achinalami. Because I'm such a wicked, nonsense person, Kapha says. Therefore, I am now fallen in this material world. So these lines sums up the previous six songs, in which Bhaktivinoda Thakur has been describing his sufferings in the material world. So what is the solution? That is being described in this verse. He's been talking about attaining the lotus feet of Krishna, but how to attain the lotus feet of Krishna, that he is describing in this song. Tava nija jane, tava nija jana, kana maha jane, pataya dilaitam. Your own intimate devotee, you have sent to me. So that Krishna does. He does it. That Krishna does. He sees people are suffering in this material world. So you go and you send some devotee. You go and save him. Prabhupada was describing that once. How Krishna told him to go and save everybody. So Bhaktivinoda continues, Doya kori more patita dekhiya kahilo amare giya. So being very kind upon me, seeing me to be so fallen and useless, he came to me and told me the following words. Oh, hey, Dina Jana. Oh, my dear rascal. Shuno bhalo katha. Udashita hobe here. He says, just listen, I'm going to tell you some good things by which you'll be very happy in your heart. Tomare tarite Shri Krishna Chaitanya Navadite Avata. To save you, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended in this world in Navadite. Toma hena kato. Yina hina jame, karalen bhavash bhavapa. He says, he's already saved many, many fallen, useless rascals like yourself. Already brought them to the other side of the material world. Vede patigga, rakhibatare, rukma varna viprasuta. To fulfill the promise of the Vedas, he has appeared in golden form as the son of a Brahmin. Means that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance is predicted in the Vedas. It's very clearly predicted in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the fulfillment of all the Vedas, and also in the original Vedas, in the Chaitanya Upanishad, it's only a Vayu Purana. So, Mahaprabhu name nadiya matai shange bhai abhadut. He's known as Mahaprabhu, and he has come in nadiya. With him is his brother, Nityananda. Nanda Shuta Jini Chaitanya Goswami Nija Nama Haridhan. He is that same Nanda Sutta, Krishna, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj, has appeared again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And also Narottam Das says, Rajendra Nandam Jai Shakti Shita Hailo Shai Balarama Hailo Nitai. He says that, who was the son of Jashoda, Jashoda Nandam Jai Shakti Shita, who is the son of Jashoda, is now the son of Shakti Nandam. And Balarama has become Nitai. Dino Hino Jato Chilo Hari Nama Yud Harilo Tar Shakti Jagai Nandam. Anyway, that's another song. So, Nanda Sutta Jini Chaitanya Goswami Nija Nama Paridhan. He is giving charity to everybody. What charity? His own name. There's one story when Prabhupada was in New York, before he had any followers, he had just some little handbill printed. And on that he had written the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So someone described that Prabhupada, he met him, he gave him one of these handbills. And he said that, when Prabhupada gave it to me, it's like he gave it to me with this big smile, as if he was giving me the whole world. So he was saying, Prabhupada's coming up to him with this big smile, and he thinks, oh, he's going to give me something. What's he going to give? And he just gave me a piece of paper, these funny words written on it, which I can't understand. So he thinks, what is that? Prabhupada knows he's giving much more than the whole world. The man thought, he had a look on his face as if he was giving me the whole world. The Prabhupada is giving much more than the whole world. Because even if you get the whole world, you cannot be happy. Hiranyakashipu, he conquered the whole universe. He wasn't happy. Still that foolish attempt is going on. Someone wants to control. We will take power in politics and control others. It's some tiny little man, like Russia. People think Russia is a very big country. It's just a spot in the universe. So even if you control all of Russia, even if you control, actually you can't control. It's only an illusion that you can control. But even if you are in the illusion that you control it all, what is it? A little spot in the universe. Even if you are the king of the whole universe, like Hiranyakashipu, you're never satisfied. The Lord Maharaj analyzed what is the situation of his father, Hiranyakashipu. Always full of anxiety. Because he has accepted that which is unreal. That means so-called material. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give his holy name. That holy name, which is better. If you can chant the holy names, it's better than being the president of Russia. It's better than controlling the whole universe. It's better than having the most beautiful women massage your feet. It's better than having 50 Mercedes-Benz cars. It's better than having a Rolls-Royce car. It's better than anything you can imagine. It's better than becoming Indra or Brahma. What is that? If you can chant Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving them. But some people, they're so unfortunate, they take it as a game. Today I'll chant Hare Krishna and tomorrow I'll chant Sai Baba. Most unfortunate. Prabhupada said that everyone in this material world is unfortunate. Those who come to Krishna consciousness, they are the most fortunate. Those who come to Krishna consciousness and again go away, they are the most unfortunate. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to make us fortunate by giving us his holy name. Nija Nama Paridhan Tare Lo Jagat. By giving his holy name, he has saved the whole world. Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar Nam Hoite Hoi Sarva Jagate Anishta. In this age of Kali, Krishna has descended in the form of his holy name. And just by chanting his holy names, the whole universe can be saved. Tumi O Jai Allaho Nidja Parichan. So you go also. Go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and become saved. This is our preacher. Chant Hare Krishna. Become saved from this blazing fire of Vajra. Shekata Shunya Ashiachina. So hearing these words from your devotee, I have come, my dear Lord, to your lotus feet. That means the underside of the lotus feet. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches us that He wants to become the dust in the lotus feet. Bhaktivinoda, crying and crying, is telling the story of his life. Jai, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki.
Jai.
So, any questions? Repeat your question.
He is asking why pure devotee is praying in such a humble way always, to become just like dust from lotus feet, in such a humble position.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to be a competitor with God. He wants to be the humble servant of me, servant of the servant of the servant. Even Uddhava, he was praying to become a blade of grass in Vrindavan. So the gopis, when they walk, they would put their feet on his head. Not that, my dear Krishna, you make me just the same as you, then I'll become as powerful as you and kick you out and I'll become God. Servant of the servant of the servant, that we want to be. Any other question?
Is it that this is position of Shantarasa? How can this satisfy you?
No, every devotee is servant. Dasya, that is that mood of service, that is inherent in all the rasas. This is explained in detail in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that all the devotees think of themselves as servants of Krishna. Even Nanda Maharaja and Yashoda, that mood of being the father and mother of Krishna, that is based on a great increase in the mood of being a servant. Because they want to serve Krishna so much, they take the position of father and mother. Because father and mother, they're simply serving the children. The gopis also, because they're completely surrendered in the mood of service to Krishna, therefore they can relate so intimately with him. So all the devotees, they want to be fixed in the position of service to Krishna, a very humble servant. That is the basic mood. Then, so that they can serve Krishna in the most pleasing way, those who are the most advanced devotees, the yoga maya acts upon them. So they forget that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Right.
Those who are the most advanced devotees, those whose mood of service is so strong, and they can do anything and everything for Krishna, then yoga maya covers them so that they feel, oh, Krishna is my lover, Krishna is my son.
Says if devotee start to study the philosophy of Sai Baba, then he can, then again.
What philosophy?
He
doesn't have any philosophy. There's no philosophy. It's just all nonsense. Philosophy means it should be based upon Vedanta. There should be at least some proposition which can be discussed. But he says he's God. We can't discuss. There's nothing to discuss. Just kick him in the face. What is there to consider? There's no discussion. If someone talks all nonsense, a madman, you don't discuss with him. What is there to discuss? If someone said, I jumped to the moon this morning and I just jumped back again and I found on the moon there were big mountains of blue cheese. What are you going to discuss with him? What are you going to discuss? He's a madman. So there's nothing to discuss with these people. You should know what philosophy means. Philosophy means to understand the absolute truth. Philosophy in the modern world is taken to mean some mental speculation. Philosophy means, real way to understand philosophy is to hear from authorities. Not just you make some imagination, and that's philosophy.
He asking the question is that if somebody read these books of Sai Baba, then how he can become again devotee, and what is the process of contamination of this devotee?
See, this is so offensive. Anyone who has any attraction to this, they must have a very strong offensive mentality in their heart. If you can accept an ordinary person as God, that means you have very wicked mentality. So Krishna is in our heart, he knows what we want. If we want to be cheated, then he will send one cheater. So Kali Yuga, mostly people are insincere. They want to be cheated. So Krishna will send one nice cheater for them. And they can all go to hell very happily. So if people are not sincere, then what can you discuss with them? People want to know the absolute truth, then you can discuss. If they want to be cheated, then what? Nothing to discuss. If anyone is such a fool that he thinks that fool is God, then what are you going to talk about? God means he creates millions and billions of universes with just mamatejamsa sambhavam, with just a tiny fragment of his power. And this guy makes a little ashes and you think that says he's God? And God means he's the most beautiful. Kandarapa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham. He's so beautiful that millions of cupids are defeated by him. And this guy is the most ugly guy in all of South India. You want to accept him as God? If you want, you're welcome. Please go. Please go to hell with him soon.
The question is, what is this sentimentality and then how we can avoid it in a relationship with devotees and spiritual master?
Sentimentality means when you don't take the trouble to read Prabhupada's books. You don't take the trouble to understand what is philosophy. Siddhanta balaya chitte na karo hahala sheha hoite krishne lage sudhira mamash. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vrishnas Kaviraj Goswami says that you should not be lazy in the matter of trying to understand Krishna. What is the actual philosophy? We should study that very carefully. Not just study, but whatever doubts or misunderstandings, get them cleared up. Because when these doubts are cleared up, when you have knowledge, then then our mind can be very strongly fixed on Krishna. Therefore, sannyasis in the Krishna conscious movement travel from place to place to speak on this philosophy and answer questions. Because you're reading and you get so much knowledge from reading Prabhupada's books. There may be some points which need to be cleared up, clarified. So then you ask. Otherwise, sentiment means that your feeling, it's very nice to be in Krishna consciousness. But you don't know why you're doing it. Naturally, people who are a little good-hearted, they're attracted to this chanting and dancing and pure way of life. So they like to take it up. But if they don't take the trouble to understand why we are doing what we are doing, then after some time, Maya will work. You think, what am I doing here? I could be sleeping comfortably at home. Why am I wasting my time with these people? Or Maya may act in so many ways. You may think, well, this is very nice philosophy to understand Krishna. But I have a better way to understand. I have found out my own way. I just imagine that I'm living in Vrindavan with Krishna and Gopi. I simply meditate in my own concocted way. If you read Prabhupada's books and you get the right idea, you'll understand that this is bogus. Sentimental means not very serious. In the beginning, sentiment, that is very nice. That will, by sentiment you come to Krishna, that is very nice. But sentiment is such a thing. That means one, what is one's state of mind? That is the sentiment. So that may change also. So to make our mind strongly fixed in Krishna consciousness, we should understand this philosophy. Any other questions?
I've got a thing. I want some. In place was cancelled, asparagus of the demigods and surabi crowns. The Supreme Personality of
what? Austerities of demigods and surabi crowns?
Yeah.
Surabi crowns are doing austerities?
I made prayers of surabi crowns. Surabi crowns. The Supreme Personality of the demigods has descended as China.
What's the question?
The question is, what's the story connected to?
With what? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appearing.
Yeah.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that his appearing is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, reasons for his appearance. Many reasons are given there. Among the reasons are given the calling of Advaita Prabhu and the desire of Haridas Thakur. So these two great personalities are mentioned as having caused Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent. And if there are any other causes, I don't personally know of them. There may be so many, but these are mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna appeared in this world being called for by the demigods and the earth who appeared in the form of a cow. That you know from Krishna, in the first words that Krishna describes this. So, any other questions? Any Madhuji's have any questions?
How to develop taste to devotional service?
How to develop taste for devotional service? Do it. Devotional service is naturally tasteful. So if we do it, then naturally we'll get the taste. We should also hear about why we are doing what we are doing. Otherwise, we may mistake that it's ordinary service. Just like I may be cleaning the floor in the temple room and thinking, why am I doing this? I'm not getting paid for it. Why should I clean the floor of the temple? Then if you hear that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and by serving Him, for instance by cleaning the floor of His temple, you become purified, you become closer to Krishna, then you become very glad to do it. If we hear about how great Krishna is, and we think how wonderful Krishna is, that He is so great, that He's giving me the opportunity to serve Him, then naturally we'll feel a taste for devotional service. We don't feel a taste because we are diseased. We have a taste for sense gratification. So that is described in the Nectar of Instruction with the Shamanga. That the holy name of Krishna is sweet, but we're not feeling it as sweet. There's one disease, I think people in Russia, they got, Atri Muni told me he had hepatitis, jaundice. Mm-hmm. Jaundice, there's one disease, jaundice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it in Russia also. So jaundice is one disease where sugar candy, if you taste it, it tastes very bitter. Of course, sugar candy is sweet. And when you have jaundice, it tastes bitter. So what is the cure for jaundice? You have to suck the sugar cane. As you go on sucking and sucking day after day, it takes some time. And gradually you feel it tastes a little sweet. When you're fully cured, then you feel it tastes fully sweet. So just like sugar candy is sweet, devotional service is also naturally sweet. But because we're diseased, we think it's not sweet. But if we go on doing it, we'll taste the sweet. It's very good to take on difficulties in Krishna's service. Sometimes we try to avoid difficulties. Let me get some nice service where I can sit very comfortably. And I'll comfortably go back to Godhead. I'll have the 5-star way back to Godhead. But better to take austerities in Krishna's service. Just like if you go out in the winter, in the cold in Russia to distribute books, it must be very difficult. But if you do that thinking, well, Krishna will be pleased, let me do it anyway. So when you come back at the end of the day, very cold, but inside you feel very happy because you sacrificed to make Krishna happy. And if you stay inside avoiding that service, your toes may remain very warm, but your heart may not be so satisfied. So this taking some difficulties, if we take some difficulties in Krishna's service, that is very good for quick advancement. So we'll get taste in devotional service when we surrender to doing that service, when we stop trying to avoid it. Everything we do for Krishna, we should do very nicely. Because Krishna is God. He needs to be served in a first class way. Krishna doesn't need our service. He's already being served by Radharani, Mother Yashoda, Maharaj Nanda. But if we serve him with love, he'll be kind enough to accept our service. But we can't offer second class, sloppy, anything to Krishna. Why should he accept
it?
He doesn't need to accept it. Therefore we have to offer everything to Krishna with love. And love means we do everything very nicely for Krishna. One more question. Break up. Mm-hmm.
It said that if when one has some desire which is, you know, like bad for his advancement, then Krishna can take away this desire. But why Mataji asking, why then devotee maybe have some material desire and then he goes away from devotional service?
No, Krishna may not take away the desire. There's no question of taking away desire. Desire is always there with the soul. So those desires have to be purified. Now, if we have some desire which is not good for our advancement, Krishna may let us fulfill it, but he will fulfill it in such a way that you understand that it's not actually good for you. Or he may just act in the opposite way altogether. You may desire to be very wealthy, and Krishna may take away all your money. And you go on trying and trying to get money, and in the end you just give it all up. All right, I'll surrender to you. Or he may give you so much money, but then it's so many other problems also. So then you realize, well, the money didn't help me either, so anyway I should surrender to you. So if one is sincere, if he has some sincere desire to surrender to Krishna, but he still has some foolish desires, then Krishna takes care of him. And either by fulfilling his desire, or by not fulfilling his desire, he brings him closer and closer to him. But if someone is not very sincere and he just comes and jumps around for a few days and then goes away again, then Krishna may not give him such special treatment. Anyone who comes to Krishna consciousness even for a few days, even if they only say Hare Krishna once, they are benefited. And if they hear the holy names once, they become benefited. It's like we saw so many old people down there. You can say to Hare Krishna. You think you're some crazy guy, but at least they heard the holy name. So Krishna consciousness is all auspicious. But we can't expect that I'll just walk in the door one day and chant Hare Krishna, jump up and down 3-4 times, and then go away, and then Krishna will take special care of me. But those who are sincere to understand Krishna, but who are weak, Krishna helps them. Anyway, best thing is don't even think of going away. Don't even think of leaving Krishna. Sometimes it may be very difficult. I can guarantee to you that anyone who's in this movement, Prabhupada disciple now, they've been through, every one of them has been through many, many difficulties. Because this material world is full of difficulties. So it's not that just join and then everyone makes a red carpet and you just walk back to Godhead while people fan you. You have to go through many difficulties. And those difficulties, they are the way in which Krishna tests. Do you want me or not? Alright, so I'll finish there and we'll again this evening. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much for listening so patiently.
Thank you.